Google blocks third-party horse racing aggregator ads in the US. Google will ban ads from third-party horse racing aggregators in the United States from December 1, 2025. In a policy update effective December 1, 2025, Alphabet Inc.'s Google confirmed it will no longer permit third-party affiliate and comparison platforms that merely redirect bettors to licensed horse racing operators to buy paid search and display advertising in the U.S. The change cancels existing certifications for such aggregators and bars new applications, while licensed pari-mutuel operators remain eligible to advertise if they meet Google's standard gambling advertising requirements. The move narrows the platform's definition of permissible gambling advertisers to entities that take wagers directly, closing a route affiliates and tipping sites have long used to drive traffic through paid channels. Sources inside several US-based affiliates told this publication that their Google Ads access was effectively revoked immediately after the policy announcement, leaving some publishers scrambling to replace a core traffic source. Industry observers say the change will have immediate commercial consequences for small and mid-sized sites that depend on search engine paid marketing. For many racing portals, paid search is the primary acquisition engine, said Michael Lawton, an independent iGaming consultant with 2 decades covering sports betting and racing. Removing that channel overnight will force a strategic pivot. Some operators can invest in SEO and content, but many will see traffic and revenue decline sharply in the short term. Google's guidance distinguishes between operators that hold state licenses and affiliates that do not process bets. Licensed horse racing books, including those running pari-mutuel wagering in states like New York, Kentucky, and California, are able to continue buying ads, provided they maintain compliance with Google's responsible gambling and local licensing checks. The company's updated policy documentation stresses enforcement will be strict and non-compliant advertisers could face account suspension. Industry reaction and next steps. Reactions from the racing and affiliate sectors have been swift. Several affiliate networks and independent portals are evaluating alternatives, including a renewed focus on organic search, direct referral partnerships with operators, email marketing, and investment in original racing content, such as form guides and editorial analysis. One senior figure at a US affiliate network said, on condition of anonymity, that the group was exploring programmatic and social channels, but conceded that these will not fully substitute for lost search volumes. This policy creates a structural advantage for established operators who already have brand recognition and license infrastructure, while smaller publishers will face higher costs to compete, said Lawton. Regulators and platform owners need to consider whether a blanket exclusion of affiliates is a proportionate approach to consumer protection. It may reduce some risks, but it also limits consumer choice and market competition. Trade bodies and industry lawyers are expected to review the policy for potential challenges or requests for clarification. The American Gaming Association and several state racing commissions have not issued formal statements at the time of publication, though the change is likely to prompt dialogue between operators, affiliates, and regulators about advertising standards and the role of intermediaries. What operators and affiliates must do for licensed sportsbooks and racetracks that take wagers. The immediate priority is ensuring certification and advertising assets meet Google's updated requirements, accurate licensing documentation, geotargeting controls, and responsible gaming disclosures. Affiliates and comparison sites, meanwhile, must reconfigure commercial models, boosting organic SEO, negotiating direct referral deals with OP. Aerators, diversifying into editorial and media partnerships, or migrating audiences to own channels such as newsletters and podcasts. Some consolidation in the affiliate vertical appears likely if paid search access remains closed long term. Market participants told this publication they expect a mix of consolidation, exit, and reinvention over the next 12 months as businesses respond to the policy. The practical effect will be a smaller set of channels to reach casual bettors, Lawton said. That changes how customers discover offers, and it changes the economics of acquisition across the racing ecosystem. For now, the deadline is firm, and the industry will be watching closely to see whether Google applies similar restrictions in other markets or refines the policy after stakeholder feedback.